Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, and welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and don't forget TV show as well as we are on YouTube. I am so happy to be here. It's 5 o'clock Toronto time, and we are live with another guest, another show, another very, very interesting concept, very interesting idea, very interesting work. My goodness, I am so honored and privileged to be able to have somebody who is talking on behalf of a cause that is bigger than any cause that I've ever heard, because we're talking about having clean water. And you're thinking, well, we do have sort of kind of clean water here in Canada. Well, we are very blessed that we do have clean water here in Canada, but that's not the case in all different parts of the world. And I visit a lot of places, Central South America, and I can tell you one of the luxuries being a Canadian is to be able to have clean water and being able to go to the bathroom and have enough a fridge full of food. And that is not the case in many countries in this beautiful world that our Lord has created. I'm hoping that you are doing great. Don't forget that we are alive. So we do love interaction. We will love to have you calling us and with questions, comments, perhaps even ideas. Right now, the people are mostly home because of lockdown and because of social distancing. I'm praying and hoping that wherever that you are in the world, you are safe and you are healthy. And I know I sound like a broken record, but unfortunately, I was talking about that yesterday. I hope that I can find other ways of treating you, because, you know, it's becoming redundant. But unfortunately, that's the only way I know how. Maybe our guest has idea to say, you know, to people, I'm hoping that you are healthy and safe. The number, by the way, guys, is 319-527-6060. Again, it's 359-527-6060. Social media is open. The Facebook here is Facebook/ Lizzie T Radio. Instagram, the Lizzie T Show, and Twitter, the Lizzie T Show as well. So comment through our social media. We will be, you know, going and check and see if there is any comments. We'll have the link of this show on our social media as well. And if you would like to interact with us via text, via email, and via call, you are welcome to do so. The text, the email is show@lizzyt.com. show@lizzyt.com. I would like to thank again my sponsor. Thank you so much, Natasha Bridgmahan, for sponsoring the show for another year. Without your contribution, this show could not be possible. Natasha Bridgmahan is a financial consultant right here in the province of Ontario. She's in Woodbridge, if I'm not mistaken. I've been there so many times. We will have the commercial or the words of a sponsor throughout the show. She helps people with their finances, especially now that a lot of people have lost their jobs. They don't know what to do. Should I default on my mortgage? All those questions, please contact Natasha Bridgmahan. She, free of charge, she will give you the best advice that she can give you. And if you mention that you have heard her through the Lizzie T Show, hey, That's what I'm here for, and that's what I'm here to do. Do not forget that right after the interview, we have our musical section. People are being creative to the extent that every moment, their musicians are writing songs because, again, they're not able to go and perform. So they're performing in their living rooms and making music. A lot of people that like to write, they're creating books. A lot of people that like to do poems, they're writing a lot of poems. So here at the Liz G Show, we are 100% supportive of your craft. So send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. We will be happy to play your song. So we have a variety of songs that we play right after the interview. We have a variety, is gospel, is jazz, is hip hop, is rap. I mean, the genre goes on and on. One thing that we do stress, that is PR. So this is a family show, and we want to make sure that you send us your clean version. That's all we're asking. Everything else we play here. I love music. Also, I would like to mention that if you have a subject that you would like us to have on the show, and you know, thanks, because one of the things that I have to thank of lockdown, we are book solid. So we have shows throughout the month, which is wonderful. But if you would like to have a spot here, you can always contact us at our website, which is elizabeth.com, and you can fill up a form, and we will love to contact you and make sure that your book gets talked, your foundation gets talked, your music gets played, or we can interview you. And coaches are coaching a lot lately because people, they don't know what to do. So coaches are very, very imperative right now, and financial advisors, and the list goes on. So we need to help each other. You know, if we don't, who else will? If we don't care for our brothers and sister, who will? And that's my segue to the guest, which is patiently waiting on the other line. And I'll be right back with Alex.
North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new. And now welcome the amazing.
Yes, tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. That is the theme of the question. Today we have Alex. He is the PR of Blue Gold Works. What is Blue Gold Works? Let's find out about it. Blue, it is a triple bottom line social impact organization delivering drinking water as a service throughout local female waterpreneurs in Africa, and allows female waterpreneur using our plant-based filter to treat and sell drinking waters that is safer, less expensive, and more convenient to all competitors. We seek to provide vital water purification service to near 300,000 households in Africa, allowing them to reduce waterborne illnesses like cholera and increase their household income and send their children to school. Blue Gold Works social impact waterpreneur. That is awesome. I'm so curious, Alex, to find out a little bit more about it, especially for our listeners that are listening to us right now, or they will be listening to us later on. The number again, guys, is 319. I'm saying it really slow, but again, the links are on social media. 527-6060. So let's welcome Alex with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause to the show. Hello, hello, Alex, and good afternoon, and welcome. Welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing today, and how is lockdown treating you?
Hi, Lizzie. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. I'm doing good. Happy to be on your show. I'm enjoying the lockdown in the sense that I'm having enough time for myself and time to recalibrate and put some things that I've put off for a long time, put them in order, and focus on some other things that I would not have the chance to do if I was in lockdown. And I'm also excited that the weather is getting better. It's becoming sunny and the temperature is going up, so it's looking brighter and less gloomy every day, and that makes me a lot hopeful about everything.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And every doctor can tell you that, sunshine, walks, you know, better air. I mean, a lot of people are not driving nowadays because of lockdown. So the air is a lot cleaner. You feel, you know, you're able to breathe a little bit better. And, obviously, yes, it's a little rainy here in Toronto. I'm not sure in the Ottawa area what the weather is like. But it's true, though. You know, I've heard this throughout the interviews. As I interview people all over. Right now, we get people from all over Canada, the U.S., and Europe and so forth, and everybody tells me the same thing. One good thing about lockdown is you're able to do a lot of things now that you weren't able to do before, things that you always procrastinated. There is no other way other than getting it down and getting it ready. So one good thing, I mean, there is a lot of awful, and my hearts and prayers are for all the people that are suffering from them, especially senior homes. I know you've heard in Ontario here, we have several senior homes that unfortunately a lot of our seniors are passing. So that is definitely not good news, and their life is being shortened because of this horrible disease. But I'm glad that you are taking care of things that you're not taking care of. So let's get to the nitty-gritty and find out about Blue Gold Works. Tell us how this amazing and out of this world, I'm at awe, this idea got started.
Okay, so Blue Gold Works started, like you rightly said, it's a AAA for-profit company that's focused on people, planet, and profit in that order. And it started with the need for solutions, sustainable solutions to the water problems around the world, especially drinking water. So as you rightly mentioned, drinking water is not a challenge per se in Canada and in North America, but in other parts of the world, there's a big challenge for drinking water, clean drinking water. And Blue Gold Work is looking to fill that niche to provide innovative solutions to the problems of drinking water in those parts of the world where they are not able to afford drinking water. And sometimes they really have to go through a lot of hurdles just to get clean water. So we provide those solutions, simple solutions that would help low-income families get access to clean drinking water. So that's where that Blue Gold Work was born from. And our founder, CEO Lynn Langford, started the company a couple of years ago, and we've been able to make some impact and inroads in different parts of Africa, which is currently our focus for clean drinking water.
Wow, that is amazing, and good for the founder, and good for you for being the spokesperson for this amazing, incredible cause. We take here in North America for granted so much what it takes to be able to drink a water that you're not worried that is going to make you sick, that's going to make you ill, it could even kill you. So for listeners that are listening to us right now, you cannot fathom, you know, the worries that you have when you have a child of yours can water that you don't know what is going to do to that child or to yourself. So you can only experience that when you are actually in a place like I have been in South America, and you so worry, like you run out of your bottled water and you have to drink something because you're dying of thirst and you don't know what's going to do to you. So I guess, you know, you have to be there, and hopefully, you know, God willing, you'll never be there. But let's help, you know, our brothers and sisters in places like Africa. The name Blue Gold Works, and I was watching some of the videos, Alex, and I was seeing the platforms, or I was seeing the apparatus that it was used to get the water purified. How the ingenuity or how this idea got started? How did they all came about?
Okay, so there are different forms of water purification and different methods of water purification, but we were looking at something that's very cost effective and it's very less harmful. So, for example, the most common form of purifying water, especially in developing countries, is through chlorine. Chlorine does a great job in removing the impurities from the water, but it has a long-term effect on, it's been found to have a long-term effect on health. Chlorine is a chemical that's not really great for the body. So we researched, we looked into it, we were looking for different alternative water purification processes that we could use, and we came across moringa. Moringa is a tree that grows in the tropics, and it's widely known. A lot of people know about the moringa tree. It's a great tree. It produces, it has very, very a lot of nutrition value, the leaves, the seeds. But over the years, for thousands of years, people have used the moringa seed to purify water. It's a coagulant and it's an antibacterial, and it grows naturally on trees. So it's very good. It's very organic. So what we came up with is that once those seeds are crushed and the oil is extracted, then the shaft, the leftover, can be put in water and it kept overnight for a couple of hours. It coagulates the dirty water and settles all the dirt to the bottom of the water, and then also acts as an antibacterial to purify the water, and it removes 99.8% of the bacteria and viruses from water, like E. coli and all those harmful pathogens. So we developed a water filter locally out of that, water filter that is used once we put the moringa seed powder in it. It goes, the water passes through the filter and it comes out at the other end, clean drinking water that's very affordable, because it's very affordable. The moringa seeds are grown locally and it's really affordable. So it's more affordable than using chlorine to process water in these countries. And that's how it came about. And while I'm saying that, third world countries have a challenge with water. Even North America also has a challenge with water. If you look at the U.S., for example, you look at the crisis in Detroit, they've been having real problems with their water for a long time, and they still haven't had that solved. And even in Canada, we find that we hear news that people in the Inuit people, the First Nation people, they also have trouble.
Yes, the reserves.
The reserves. They also have trouble with their water. So it's a solution, yes, that we're targeting to Africa, because that's where there's a big need too. But it's something that can be used anywhere around the world to clean and purify water for drinking. So yes, that came about as a result of us trying to look for an organic, natural solution to purifying water. And it's really very innovative, and we're happy with the filter we developed out of that research.
Wonderful. I've actually never heard, Alex, about a moringa seeds or moringa tree or never heard of it, but I definitely will look it up. Is this something that grows specifically in Africa, or you see this in other parts in the world?
So moringa's grown everywhere there's the weather permits. So it's actually grown in some parts of the U.S., even in North America, South America, Africa, Asia. So it's grown all over the world where the weather, good weather permits. So some parts of the U.S. and many parts of the world. Most people don't know it as a water purification, for water purification, but if you go into your cosmetic shops, you see moringa oil, moringa soaps, Bath and Body Works has a lot of products with moringa, even L'Oreal. Most of the high-end cosmetic shops use the moringa oil or moringa powder for different processes, making soaps and cosmetics. But we are more focused on the seed for the water purification.
Yes, I'm actually looking right now on the internet, and exactly, Sephora uses, you know, the oil, and many other nutrition companies are using, and I see that it is, and I think I recognize tree. I've seen it in South America, and incredibly, knows to me that it is used very well used for the water purification. So when I was looking at your channel and some of the videos on YouTube, you see that you have involved women, and you call it waterpreneur. I love that term, to get them involved in the whole prospect of this ingenuity and doesn't seem like it's a lot of work. I can see it's a water bottle with a pump, and I assume that inside of the pump it has the moringa solution or the solution to have the water purified. How did you get the ladies, or is there somebody there that is able to connect and have this sold? Because they're turning, not only they're helping the community, but they're also helping themselves as becoming business woman.
Yes. So that's really something we are also very proud of, because the way we go about this is that we don't want it to be charity, because charity really doesn't last and charity really doesn't help anybody. We don't want to go down there and want to give them charity in terms of purifying water. So what we're doing is that we are identifying women who are really low income, widows, less fortunate in terms of access to water. And we're training those women on how to do water as a service. So we provide the kits to those women and show them how to use it, and then they are able to purify water using those kits for themselves, their families, and also do the same for their neighbors. So in that way, they're able to make sure that their children are having access, their families are having access to clean water with the filters, and then they're also able to use that as a business to make some money by purifying waters for their neighbors. So one family, a woman can purify water for two or three of their neighbors, and that helps her to make some income. And that's why we call it waterpreneurship, because it's entrepreneurship, but entrepreneurship using water as a way to solve social problem of the problem of access to drinking water. So we get these women, we identify them, we register them, we train them on how to use the water filters. We provide the kits to them, and then as they use, they are able to pay back monthly. We're able to pay back for the kits monthly. So that's how we got the women involved in a kind of a cooperative organization, and that's the solution we are growing, and it's growing organically in those communities, and it's making an impact, because a lot of them report that yes, they've been able to to at least improve their standard of living, make some money, and the children are not getting sick anymore because now they have access to clean water. Before we came into this community, the children were always getting sick from waterborne illnesses, but now we've been able to mitigate that with our water filters. And also they're able to raise some money, the children, they're able to go to send their children to school. So all those are the attendant benefits that come from using the filter, and we're really very happy with the results.
Wow, I'm so at awe right now. This is such an amazing cause, everyone, and I definitely will like for the whole world, at least here in Canada and the U.S., or most of our listeners are worldwide. We have over 54 countries listening. If not now, they will be listening to us later on because the show is recorded. Our social media right now, guys, it is T Show on Facebook. Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio, and you can follow us there, and you can listen to this recording, or you can listen to us. If you just tuned in, everyone, we are speaking with Alex. He is a PR person of Blue Gold Work. It is an organization that helps women to start their own business, not to sell anything other than clean water. They have a water purification system that helps them to have clean water, and they are using Ringa plants to be able to have that water clean. I know that in Canada and the U.S. and mostly in North America, we have clean water places in this beautiful world. So if you would like to find out more, can you please give us a call? 319-527-6060 is the number. Or you can interact with us via our social media, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. There is a link. You can click it and listen to us right now live, or you can listen to us later on. Our email is show@LizzieT.com. And how about you that are listening and thinking, I would like to know more about it. I would like to know, what can I do to help, or how can I, you know, share this information? Are they taking any funding? You know, those questions, they will be answered, but I need to cut for one word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back, everyone.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com. or contact us at 1-866-553-7467, or just Google Natasha Bridgemohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Canadian show, North American radio show.
Hey, hey, everyone, it's Lizzie. I am back. We are live today. It is 5:30 Toronto time. If you have just tuned in via our social media or, you know, our regular channel, we are live today with the PR of Blue Gold Work. His name is Alex. This organization has blown me away. My goodness, we need more organizations like this, especially at this time of need. I'm wondering, we know what's going on. How are brothers and sisters in Africa doing? How are they handling the situation? And one of the things that we here in Canada and the North America take for granted is that blue gold. And yes, the blue gold or white gold, it is water. You know, we take it for granted. We don't even think about when we want to grab a glass of water to think that if it's going to make us ill or it's going to kill us. And there is a lot of people in this world that have to think like that all the time. So let's help. So one of the questions that I ask you, Alex, before we cut for a word of our sponsors, the people that are listening to us right now, first of all, I don't want to forget, what is the website or social media for you to share with the audience, and how can audience, my audience, help you?
Okay. Thank you very much for that. So we have a website, and the website is bluegoldworks.com. So www.bluegoldworks.com. You can go on our website. Gives you a lot about what we do. On LinkedIn, you could find us on our LinkedIn page, Blue Gold Works. And also on Facebook, we are on Facebook, and our Facebook page is Blue Gold Works. We welcome support in every form. We welcome people coming, interacting, seeing what we're doing. Right now, we're looking to one of the biggest problems our women are having in the communities is that, yes, we provide them the filters to filter the water, but they still have to walk a long way to get water from a stream or gather water, rainwater, and once it's not raining, then they don't have the water to actually put in the water filters to purify. So we are digging wells in those communities so that they can have easy access to water close to them, and they don't have to walk a long way or send their children to work with big 30, 40 liters cans to go fetch water. So we're digging wells in many communities in where we operate, and you can support us by going on our website and donating to that cause. We are also looking to expand the number of women we enroll in our program. Right now, we have a waiting list of over 300 women who would like to get our kit and who would like to use that. So we have a long waiting list of women that we would like to provide those kits with so that they can start to use that to purify water for themselves and their families. So again, you can find us on social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Blue Gold Works, or you can go on our website, www.bluegoldworks.com, and see a lot about what we're doing and the impact we're making all around the world. Quickly, before I hand it over to you, we are focused on the UN Sustainable Development Goal of providing clean water around the world. So we're making that, we're putting that as our vision and our mission to make sure that we support the UN Sustainable Development Goal of providing clean water to people all over the world. And that's the impact we're looking to make as an organization on this world.
And here at the Liz T Show, Alex, we are 100% supportive of your cause. This is, for me, number one, it is definitely helping the most needy. That's why I do what I do, because, you know, there's a huge need. And if I can put my tiny little grain into this contribution, you know, that is my purpose. And that's what I'm here for. So for sure. I have, by the way, guys, the links of our social media, which is Gold Blue Works, on my website, and that will be on my website, and also it is on my social media. The website has a contribute, which is very easy to follow. You can put in your email as little as $25, and you can contribute as much as you want. When it comes down to clean water for people that really need children, you know, it is so important for us to help our little ones. And you as a mother that is listening on the other side right now, you're probably thinking, yeah, if I have a child and I have to think twice of giving them a glass of water, you probably are definitely, you know, your heart is being moved right now and thinking, I need to do something, I need to help. Again, the website is Blue Gold, and I was thinking about that name, and obviously it makes a lot of sense. Definitely is gold, and bluegoldworks.com is the website. It is on my social media right now, and I've put the links of their Facebook as well on my social media. Still have a couple minutes, guys. If you'd like to call, ask questions, The number is 319-527-6060. And I wanted to ask you, Alice, what are the plans for the future? But you already gave us a way. You want to be able to build wells. And absolutely, I have several organizations that I do help already in different parts of the world that wells, water wells are very, very important. And you're definitely going to be on my list as well. But you did talk a little bit about that. For somebody who is a little bit on the, which I have cases like that, so let's cover that part. They're a little bit leery of contributing because, you know, they think that an organization, although you are called a nonprofit, they take a lot of administration fees. So out of the a certain amount that I contribute, 50% goes to all the administration fee or even more. How would you deal with an objection like that from the like?
Okay, so we're not a nonprofit. So like I said, we're a for-profit company, but we're a social impact company. So we don't want to go through the way of nonprofit and do donations and that's not our motto. That's not our goal or our objective. It's a for-profit company, but our focus is on people, planet, and profit. So profits are there, but profits are not our main focus. We want to do activities that really impact people, impact the planet positively, and then profit comes lastly. So we have ways that we're using to measure our success. We would like to measure our success by the amount of women that we impact, the families we impact. We also would like to measure our success by other metrics. So we're looking to measure mission success as a 20% increase in girls in school and households. So households that we work with, families that we work with, we will measure our success by seeing how we can increase the girl child education in those families, in those households by 20%. We also look to decrease waterborne illnesses. So the earlier part of the year, before the pandemic and COVID thing started, I went down to Africa and I visited some of the communities where we work with. And the most important thing they kept saying was that our children don't get sick anymore. Our children don't get sick anymore. And they kept saying that to me, and that was really touching to me to know that I'm doing something that impacting people's lives in such a way that the children don't get sick anymore. So before now, they always used to get sick from different waterborne illnesses, and now we're able to say they don't get sick anymore. So that's really very touching. Also, we're looking to increase the household income among those communities. Most of those communities live less than $1 per day household. So imagine a full household having just less than a dollar to live on. And we're looking that once we roll in these programs in these households, we're looking to increase their household income by about 46%. So those are the metrics we measure this by. As a company, Blue Gold Works, if you want to invest in the company, if you want to be a partner with the company, you need to contact us and we can talk about that and we can lay down our business plan and you can see what we are all about. But for the donation for the wells, that's 100% going into digging those wells. That's not part of our for-profit. We're just doing that as a social, corporate social responsibility to those communities by digging those wells. So I will assure you that your money is well spent. You can go down to the communities, visit them. We're not like one of those companies that say you can't visit the communities where you give to. If you want to go down, you can visit them. We have a lot of videos and proof of stake on YouTube and that show the communities and the people that we are targeting and the impact we are making. So I can understand the reservations about giving, but these are giving to people that are you can reach out to, you can touch, you can feel, you can see them, the impact that your giving is making.
And it must be making you feel really good when you go down and you actually get over and over, you know, the same comment, thank you, because our children don't get sick anymore. I mean, it must feel like $1 million. There's no money on that feedback, on that kind of comment. So kudos to your organization. And I'm hoping that you that had any reservations or any question, your questions are answered. And again, you can always contact them directly. The website is Blue Gold Works. They have they're on social media, and they're also on Facebook and on LinkedIn. So you can always contact them directly. And I didn't know that you have opportunities for partnership, which is amazing, because you know, a lot of people would like to invest into something, and I guess this is a great opportunity. I mean, we are living right now different times, and people are looking for different opportunities. How about get involved in this one? With the restriction of traveling right now, Alex, that's probably going to take a little longer for people to travel to Africa, or even for yourself. Have you are you hearing anything about your trip to Africa again, or those plans will probably have to be deferred until the end of the year, or even next year?
Well, as for traveling personally, yes, we have to watch till everything comes back to normal, and we don't know how soon that is. But thank God for technology. We're able to FaceTime with the communities. We're able to do videos. We have staffs on ground that help us monitor these people and monitor these communities that we work with. Like I said, they are organized into cooperatives, so they come in groups and they share one another. Some of them have cell phones, some of them don't. They communicate with pictures on WhatsApp and tell us what they're doing and give us feedback on the water filters and the communities and whatever the challenges are. So yes, we're not able to travel in person for now, but we're still able to be in touch with them through video conferencing and different methods of communication that we use.
The platforms are there right now. A lot of people are FaceTiming or Zooming or Skyping, and again, the list goes on, WhatsApp and all that. Alex, I can't believe time is going by so quickly. Guys, I am so sorry. I will not be able to play all the songs. This conversation was too good to cut it short. This is one of my biggest goals when it comes down to helping children and helping women and helping, you know, I can't help myself. I am 100% supportive. And so I apologize. We will have some songs, but I want to thank you. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Wishing you all the best, and keep us up to date of what's going on, and we'll love again to have you back with more information and an update, and all the best. Any last word?
Thank you so much, Lizzie, for having me. I really enjoyed talking with you, and I wish you all the best, and stay safe to your listeners everywhere. Stay safe, and let's stay positive. We will get through this trying, this difficult time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you again. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon, and we'll be back, guys, with our musical section. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful afternoon. And that was everyone, Alex with Blue Gold Works. And I'm hoping you got the name right, but don't worry, this is recorded. You will be able to hear this again, just in case if you miss anything, if you're looking in investing, if you're looking in contributing, if you're looking to know a little bit more about this. Remember, guys, this is water. This is the only thing. I mean, we can live without food for a long period of time, but we cannot live with water. Remember that. And one of the things that everybody's saying nowadays, make sure you drink a lot of water. Can you imagine if you had to reach to your tab or even to your water purifier or your filter and you had to think twice about drinking that because you know, you don't know if it will make you sick or it will kill you. Think about that. I mean, again, we take so much for granted here in North America, and you don't know, you know, how difficult other people have it in different parts of the world. So put yourself in somebody else's shoe just for one moment. I'm not saying for the rest of your life, just for one moment, and you will be able to help out and contribute, or even spread the word. You know, that's all I'm asking. Just share this with other people. You never know. You never know. Okay, guys, we'll go in on our musical section. We have a lady which we had on the show just a little while ago. She is a beautiful, beautiful singer. She is a gospel singer. Her name is Kaya Miranda, and she did an awesome song. It's called Higher, and she is from L.A. Hoping that you are doing great and you're healthy and safe, Kaya. And here it is, Kaya Miranda. The song is called Higher.
Making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh, city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has been by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes to you. We gotta lift him high, 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 high. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up, oh yeah. In these city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher.
And that was Ty Waters. He is right here from Canada, Vancouver, as a matter of fact. We Are Only Human. He did that solo last year, if I'm not mistaken. He sent us his MP3. We had him on the show, too. An amazing and very, very creative little artist. He's very young, and he was nominated for some award, has traveled all over the world, and we had him right here at the Liz and T Show. So very, very happy about that. We have room just for one more song. I apologize, everyone. We will choose a song that is from our followers. He is from LA as well, Los Angeles, and this fellow has followed us since we started the tour. We're talking about 5 years ago, and we had him on the show, and every time he makes a solo, he sent it to us for us to play and support. So we doing that. Sorrentis is the name of the artist.
We've always been the best of friends, known each other since we were 10. Like an old pair of bookends, we'll be in sync till the end. But I want more than the friend zone we live in. I do. Can't go home again alone. Please give in, please do. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. Time to take the lead. Won't you take the lead with me? Come on, cross that line. Long's the road, and short is the night. And I know this is the one fight. Not giving up cause it feels right. So walk with me into the light. But I want more than the friend zone we live in. I do. Can't go home again alone. Please give in, please do. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. It's time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line.
The time we have, everyone. Thank you again for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. To all of you all over the world, stay safe, God bless, and we will be back with another show soon. Thank you so much, and don't forget Blue Gold Works. Check it out, everyone. Listen to this again, and any questions, email us at show@lizandt.com. Bye-bye for now, everyone. Bye-bye.